Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh, but I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Vayikra. This Aliyah concludes the halachot of Korban Ola V'Yorei that were begun in the last Aliyah, and then we move on to the last kind of Korban discussed in the Parsha, and that is the Korban Asham, the guilt offering. There are three kinds of ashams that are discussed in our Aliyah. There are others in the Torah, but there are three discussed in this Aliyah. One is an asham brought by somebody who accidentally misuses a property that's owned by the Mishkan or the Mikdash. Two is an asham brought by somebody who swears falsely about money owed to somebody else. And the last one is an asham that is brought by a person who does not know whether they committed a sin. This last reason to bring a korban asham is very interesting. Again, it's brought by someone who does not know whether they are obligated to bring a korban chatas. It's called an asham talui, an asham in the case, an asham in case of doubt. It's only for a person who thinks they may have committed a sin which would have required a chatas if they knew they made a mistake. And we have to ask two questions on this asham talui. First of all, the animal that is brought for an asham talui is a ram, a very expensive ram. A regular chatas is a goat or a lamb. And the question is why? Why is the asham talui that's only brought out of a safek, why is that so much more expensive than a chatas where a person knows that they did an aveira? Not only that, the Gemara in Masechet Zvachim Daf Memchet Amar Aleph tells us something fantastic, fascinating. The Gemara says that if a person needed to bring a korban chatas, in other words, they know that they committed an aveira, there is no minimum amount of money that they need to spend on their korban. The Gemara says that even a danka can be spent on buying the korban. A regular chatas is a danka, which comes out to one ma'ah, mem, ayin, hey. A danka is one ma'ah, that's it, a tiny amount of money. However, says the Gemara, for an asham talui in our aliyah, there is a minimum amount. An asham talui is you have to be at least the minimum amount of money that you have to spend on a korban asham talui is 48 ma'ah. Not one ma'ah like a regular chatas, but an asham talui has to be at least worth 48 ma'ah. Why? Why is that true? If I know I did an aveira, so I understand I have to bring an expensive korban. And if I'm not sure, I should bring a less expensive korban. But the Torah says the opposite. If I'm positive I did an aveira, I can spend a tiny amount. It's a machlokas rishonim, whether a danka, I can even go less than a danka, one ma'ah. But if I'm not sure, I have to bring something so much, 48 times the value? Why? Why is that the case? Rabbeinu Yonah, the great Rishon, Rabbeinu Yonah, who died in 1264, says the following in the very beginning of his Perush on the Rif in Masechet Brachot. I'll say parenthetically that it's very similar to what the Ramban says, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, what he says on Ar Aliyah in Perek Hey Pasuk Tet Zayin. I'll quote, however, Rabbeinu Yonah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, She'al havadai meisim ha'adam ha'chet elibo. V'do'egu mitcharet alav, v'chozer b'tshuva shlema. Aval ala safek, oses svarot, v'yomer otach haticha she'achalti, ulai haita muteret, etc., etc. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, no, the Torah, of course, and as always, makes perfect sense. A person who knows they did an aveira, they are going to look in the mirror, they're going to worry, and they're going to have remorse, and they're going to do tshuva, and they'll promise that they'll never do it again. The tshuva is going to happen, certainly, because they know they did an aveira. But what happens to a person who's not sure? What a person will say to themselves if they're not sure if they did an Aveira, says Rabbeinu Yonah, and again, the Ramban says something very similar, says Rabbeinu Yonah, no, if a person's not sure they did an Aveira, they'll start justifying, it's probably fine, it's probably not so bad, how bad could it have been, and they're not going to do tshuva. They're certainly not going to do tshuva with a full heart, and therefore, says Rabbeinu Yonah, the Torah said, no, you're going to pay more, you're going to realize how serious it is. How dare you not even know? At least if you know you did an Aveira, it means you're paying attention. Do you care that little about God and his mitzvot? You're not even sure you did an Aveira? You're going to pay more for that to inspire you to do tshuva. What a beautiful idea. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everyone.